This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 2. Blessed. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Sermon on the Mount begins with a series of blessing statements. These are often called the Beatitudes. Each statement begins with the Greek word makarios, which can be translated as blessed or happy. Some of us today might say we are hashtag blessed because we got a bonus or we didn't have to stop for a red light on the way to work. But being makarios is about more than just feeling good or making a gain on our bank account. True blessing is about living in line with God's will, the way we are created to live. In the Bible, one who is blessed is described as whole and flourishing through a strong connection with God. Living in tune with God or in step with the Spirit may not bring us more money or an easier life, but it will lead to peace and wholeness as we walk with God. This is important to keep in mind as we reflect on the Beatitudes over the next several days. Jesus makes some puzzling, provocative statements here, and we may not always feel so happy about putting his commands into practice. Even so, the Sermon on the Mount begins with a picture of what it means to flourish in relationship with God. When we live out these Beatitudes, we step into the kind of life we are intended to live, and we experience a kind of settledness and wholeness that can't be found anywhere else. Pray with me. Father, help me to understand that blessing is about having a stronger relationship with you. Help me to obey and follow you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.